This is a podcast from the BBC.
Well, this is a bit of a weird one. Normally, at this point in a podcast, you hear Scott's voice. And that's not going to be the case for this podcast today, because we're launching this extra podcast, which I've decided to do to try and cynically boost our numbers. We used to have 5 podcasts a week, Monday to Friday. The bosses decided that they were going to change the schedule. It means we no longer do a show on the Friday afternoons. It's Matt and Molly, as you know. So you are one podcast light, and I think there's an injustice in that I wanted to solve. So I thought I would go about doing this extra podcast to teach you about things from the show and maybe answer some of your questions. And because Scott's not involved, I can answer them all really honestly. So I guess you can think of this like one of those extra shows, a bit like on X Factor, they've got the Extra Factor. On Strictly, they do a spin-off show called Strictly It Takes Two. I think there's one for the Bake Off. It's a little bit rubbish. There's a Love Island one, which is called After Sun. And we haven't really got a name for this yet. Maybe that's something that you guys listening right now can help with. But we want to try and give you this kind of extra show where we talk about things that have happened in the week. You know, I really want this to be an opportunity for me to be honest. We can be a little bit bitchy if we like. I say we just use this podcast as an opportunity to do what we want. If you're a fan of The Scott Mills Show, if you're a fan of Radio 1, this podcast is for you. I'm going to show you what it's like working on the biggest show on Radio 1. I'm going to show you how it works behind the scenes, if you're interested in that kind of thing. And hopefully, for the next half an hour or so, we can keep you entertained. I promise you will find out something about this show that you never knew before. So truth be told, I'm not really sure how this is going to go. This is going to be a little world of our own. It's not going to be very polished. It's not going to be like the show that you normally hear, but it's going to be a good opportunity for you guys to ask whatever questions you want. And I mean whatever. I did a little tweet about this just to see what some of you were saying. And you were very, very honest and direct in your questions. And I would like to be honest back. Think of it as a little world of our own where we can discuss everything to do with the show and with Radio 1. So ahead of Greg James taking over the Radio 1 Breakfast Show next week, we've been doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show Monday to Thursday this week. I'm a little bit tired. It always takes me ages to get used to doing the morning. So good luck, Greg, with that. Grimmy finished the show last week, and I believe he's on his holiday this week. I saw something on Instagram. It was looking lovely. So on this podcast, we'll speak to Greg James. He's the man of the moment. Everyone's interviewing him. I'm hoping we can get some kind of exclusive. But to kick things off, it's been a fun week on the show. I thought that we could phone Scott Mills wherever he is, because people often ask me, what do you guys do when you're not on the radio? So why not give Scott a call and let's see what he's up to. Where are you, Scott?
I am currently walking the streets of Brooklyn in New York.
This is wicked, isn't it? Because I don't think people realise how far you're willing to travel at the weekend.
I know. I mean, I do like a weekend break. And despite New York being approximately, I'm saying 3,000 miles away, I just had to pop by. So yes. Right now you find me outside a coffee shop called The Bean. So I've just ordered a large, I don't know if this is interesting to anyone, but I've just ordered a large Americano with some non-fat milk on the side.
But this is what it's all about. We're trying to give people an insight as to sort of life outside of the show and how the show's put together and everything that goes on. So to have you in New York with The Bean or whatever it's called, I think is awesome. People will love the fact that you're willing to travel out to New York for your weekend.
Yeah, well, it's one of my friend's birthdays. So ages ago, I was like, let's just go to New York. But yeah, I mean, I am back on the air next week. Mm. So it's brief, but, you know, it's kind of cool. I woke up this morning. I didn't feel too jet lagged. I've been to The Bean. I've had my large coffee. It's all good. I did meet a really... New York is full of interesting characters, which you know because we came here for your birthday, didn't we?
Yeah, well, you took me for my birthday last year, actually. So it feels to me that this is like your party trick that you're doing now. You're just taking people away for their birthdays, but that's fine.
I did, sorry. But at least you're the first. You're the first one.
That's true.
So I was outside a bar late, really late last night because my flight was delayed. And like I said, full of interesting characters. So it was a black lady, I would say, around the age of 65. Mm-hmm. I would say maybe 65, 70. She came up and she was like, "Do you know where the bus is?" Like, I'm going to try and do a New York accent. Apologies to everyone from New York. "Do you know where the buses are?" And I'm like, "I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm from the UK. I don't know where the buses are. I'm not from around here." And she went, "Where are you from?" And I went, "I'm from from the UK. And she was like, oh my gosh, that's great. You know, I'm also British. And I was like, okay. And she was like, yep. Queen Elizabeth and King Philip gave birth to me.
Amazing.
Okay. Well, so you there, 65-year-old black lady, were given birth to by our queen and King Philip. And she went, that's correct, sir. And then she just went, enjoy New York and be careful. And then walked off. I was like, as the first person that I've met on my trip, that's pretty good going.
That's really good. And was she a fan of the show?
No, I didn't even ask. But just to let you know that the Queen does have another child there who lives in New York and is currently roaming the streets. So she's very polite, very friendly, and then we both went on with our evenings.
Yeah, wicked. Did you go to that bar that we went to called Flaming Saddles?
No, but as you can imagine, I'm actually here with people will know him from the show, Unlucky Gary, the guy that unlucky things happen to.
It's Unlucky Gary's birthday, right?
It's Unlucky Gary's birthday.
Which surely must have been the unluckiest day of the year when he was born. That's no offence to Gary.
No, well, the thing is, halfway through the flight, like halfway over the Atlantic, there was some awful turbulence, and I was like, oh, here we go. But it was fine.
So you're blaming the turbulence on Gary. So just turn around and start having a go at Gary. This is your fault.
Well, no, the thing is, like, unfortunately, I had quite a bad experience as a kid with turbulence. When me and my family were going to Mallorca on holiday, and it was one of those where they go, everyone get back in your seat. And then all the stewards and stewardesses have to get back in the seat. That's when you know it's bad. Mm. And then when one of the stewardesses starts crying, then you think, okay, this isn't going so well.
That's so true.
So from that experience back then, every time there's turbulence, it takes me back to that childhood time. And I was like, oh, I can't go down with Unlucky Gary, surely not. But it was fine in the end. And then they turned the seatbelt thing back off, and everything was fine. But so that was worrying me a little bit, yeah. Mm.
But I've seen you on a flight before, and you've often worried about sort of worst case scenarios on planes. And the thing is, if the worst did happen there and you did go down, you'd still be the headline, wouldn't you?
Here's the thing: I don't think I would have been because. And I'm not even quite sure who this is because I'm not very good with actors. Mm. But I, as I was coming out of the airport, so obviously was on the same flight as me, you know where they have all the taxi drivers with the signs, with people that they're picking up?
Yes.
One of them said James McAvoy.
Wow.
So there we are. So I would not have been the headline there.
No, you wouldn't.
James McAvoy was on the plane as well.
But do you remember we got that flight with, and Fleur East was boarding the plane as well. And I told you that, you know, she's the sort of headline guest on this plane and you were not happy with me.
Yeah, I'm not being funny, but actually I still would have been the headline there. And
so
I maintain that.
We've had an amazing week this week doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. And it is true. This was the Scott Mills Radio 1 Breakfast Show, wasn't it? This was your time. This was your week.
I know. And I just thought, you know, let's do the 4 days. And then, you know, I'm going to go to New York. I'm going to kind of like take a rest, take a break, take a breather. And, you know, you've got to know when it's time to let someone else have a go and
absolutely
just step aside. And that's what I've done, you know.
To
be honest, nothing I've forgotten about. I've forgotten about everything that happened because I'm in New York meeting weird people.
Of course. It obviously wasn't like a cover this time, but are you aware that you've covered 5 Radio 1 breakfast shows since you've started?
That wasn't me.
That wasn't you?
That was another person called Scott Mills because I've not actually been there that long.
Oh, right, yeah. So, fake news.
There's fake news, unfortunately. I'm in the country that brought you fake news. I am saying that there was another Scott Mills that was a lot older who previously filled in between.
It was a different one.
Barry Ball, Sarah Cox, and Chris Moyles.
Right.
I did the bit in between Nick Crenshaw and Greg James.
Got you. Fine. And just like sort of looking back on the week, there was a really tricky moment with Robin. Obviously, you love Robin a lot. I know that. I'm one of your best friends. I know that you love Robin. And the first question that you asked Robin was frankly disgraceful.
Scott Mills.
So, Robin, you're in the studio
right now. Thank you.
Do you have do you have like a bedroom in that studio? Like, do you just live there constantly?
I have my bedroom upstairs in my apartment. My studio is in the same building, and I have several places in my studio where you can relax, but no bed.
Other kinds of
furniture, like sofas, maybe. Or
I mean, does it look like IKEA?
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, that wasn't the best question to ask, but you know, when you meet your heroes, even if it's on the phone, you panic, and I definitely panic there. And from there in, the interview was, I think we can say this on a podcast, it was pretty frosty. Wasn't it?
I mean, real talk, it wasn't as sort of super happy as I expected.
No, it's up there with one of my worst interviews of all time. Not because of her, but because of the way I approached it from the outset.
I honestly don't think it was your fault. I'm not just saying it. I think she is really nice, but I got the impression she wasn't in the mood for having too much fun.
No, I guess it was early, and she was kind of like, she had her head buried in whatever work she was doing in the studio. And to be honest, it just felt like a bit of an inconvenience all around.
Yeah, that's the vibe I got. Yeah. Away from that, though, I think it's safe to say it's been a fun week on the show.
Oh, my God, so much fun. In all seriousness, like, I had such a laugh. I love doing that show. A lot happened. We had, do you remember the world's most boring and longest storyteller, caller?
Yeah, we're going to try and talk to him on this podcast. I thought we could get him back on and find out, because he's sort of got famous in his own right now.
Right, so you should play, I'm not telling you what to do, but you should play a bit of the call that went on forever, and then, yes, get him back on, because apparently, when we kind of cut him off in the end, because it was really going on, we had to play a song, because it's a music station, one of our phone operatives went back to him, and he was like, thanks for doing that, and the guy just went, oh, I messed it up. So do talk to him and make sure that he's okay.
Well, this podcast is a little weird, but what I might try and do is get the guy who actually put him on the phone, because it'd be good to find out how it was from his angle, and maybe the world's most boring caller.
Oh yeah, so get Josh on. He worked on the show.
Yeah, fine.
It's his fault that the guy made it onto the air in the first place. But get his side of it and then get the guy back on, bless him.
I know you were sort of anti this idea at first of doing this podcast, but I'll just follow what you tell me to do and then hopefully you'll be a success.
Do you know what? I've kind of turned a corner with this now. I'm quite enjoying the freedom of it.
It does feel loose.
Yeah, no, I like the looseness of this, and long may it continue. I hope people are downloading it.
Yep.
Could it be terrible if it's just us talking to ourselves?
There's every chance of it, but we've got to begin somewhere, haven't we?
Well, that's the thing with podcasts. Like, when they started My Dad Wrote a Porno, did they know if anyone was going to, like, listen to that? They didn't.
Well, so none of us did. None of us expected that to be so successful. It's massive now.
No one was expecting that because, you know, it was just like, I don't know, it was a bit like, you know, Laura's Diary, if you think back to my show, or 24 Years at the Tapo. It's very similar, but
ahead of its time.
But extremely, yes, we were ahead of our time, but now, sadly, we've also missed the boat.
We've missed the boat, so what we need to do is be ahead of our time on the next thing. So next week, we go again with the show, back in the afternoon. We go again.
I think this is it.
We shall not slip. We go again, Scott.
I think that this podcast, right, is like, it needs to be... As long as we're honest and transparent and open, which I feel I really have been in this phone call,
absolutely.
Then I think it's going to fly.
Brilliant. Scott Mills, thank you. Enjoy New York.
Thank you very much. Good to speak to you and see you next week, y'all.
See you next week, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
One person that loads of you were messaging about this week is a guy that we get on in the afternoons called Good News Jamie. Now, this guy once rang into Bangers and turned out to be one of the best callers that we've ever had on the show. He was so enthusiastic, he was so happy, and he just loved being on Radio 1. So we wanted to get him on again and again and again. But some of you noticed on The Breakfast Show, he wasn't on. And actually, on Thursday, when I realised that we hadn't spoken to Good News Jamie, I was gutted. So I thought that we could catch up with him right now. So hello, Good News Jamie.
Hello, are you okay?
Mate, are you okay?
No.
Oh, what's wrong?
I think, I know now. I've got ear infection, throat infection. I've got everything. Everything's infected.
This is gutting, because whenever we talk to you on the show, you're always so happy. So to hear you sort of a little bit sad like this, it's soul-destroying.
Well, you broke me out last time anyway.
I wanted to get you on because you sent me a big, long emo message saying that you thought that we'd binned you off and that you were gutted that you weren't on Radio 1 anymore.
Yeah, of course. It upset me, broke me out.
Why did you think we'd binned you off?
Oh, because you got married. That's it now, you're married. You can't talk to anyone now, can you?
What do you mean? So I'm not allowed to message you?
No.
Because married?
Yeah.
Are you married?
Sorry, one sec. Thank you very much. Yes, brilliant. Thank you. Bye. Yes, I've got my stuff.
What have you got?
I've got ear spray.
Good news.
Good news.
Ear spray. Mate, you're buzzing for the ear spray.
Yeah, sweet. And it's a little tiny bottle. What's that about? Might as well have nothing. I might as well get the kids to wet willy me.
This is why I missed you, Jamie.
Oh, mate, do you know what? I feel a lot better now. Have you noticed, like, I'm perking up?
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice.
I feel like I've got my energies back today because I couldn't be bothered.
Is it just because you're on Radio 1?
Oh, mate, yeah. I walked past the BBC building before. I don't know, like,
where Radio 1 is?
Yeah, well, no, that's in London, isn't it? In Nottingham, there's one in Nottingham.
Oh, yeah.
I was well tempted to just walk in and say, I'm Good News Jamie.
What do you think would have happened? What was the aim? To walk in and try and get into the studios?
Yeah, can you imagine? Like Jeremy Kyle, do you know when they get a taxi and that and then they just go, imagine I got a taxi to London, it would have been sick.
Yeah, it would have been sick.
Oh, dear.
Jamie, do you think we're ever going to meet?
Do you know what? I really do hope so, mate, because you're absolutely buzzing. I look at your Instagram all the time, mate, and you're just wicked. You are literally a proper lad.
Yeah, you say that. I think Instagram gives a sort of slightly misleading image of the situation, you know?
No, definitely not. I've been listening to you for nearly all my life. Like, well, a long time. Radio 1 all my life, but yourself, obviously, a long time. But, mate, you're just awesome.
Aww.
You are awesome.
Isn't he lovely? This is what I've missed about you. I don't think it's just the praise. I just miss you. And do you know what? A couple of people have noticed that when you talk to me and Scott, and you can be truthful here because Scott's not here, that sometimes you're a little bit shady towards Scott. Do you want to clear that up?
Can I? I just feel, yeah, he's all right. He's a nice guy, isn't he? He's all right. But mate, you are like, you remind me of, like, I remind myself in you. Does that make sense?
Well, that's very kind to say. It's, you know, that me and you could be twins.
Yeah, well, not twins, because, like, you're so much better looking than me, but it's like a fact of, I don't know, you are literally funny, and you just, like, to me, you're a sidekick, and it's not bad, it's not nice. It should be your show.
Do you reckon?
I can't believe I just said that.
Yeah, let's hope Scott doesn't hear this, because he will not
like
that.
No, definitely not. No,
also, Jamie,
don't.
You've got to kind of know your place here, you know? Scott is the legend. Scott's the man.
Yeah, but it's your time now, isn't it?
Do you reckon?
You don't feel like it's your time.
I don't know, man. Like, what do you think?
Mate, I think it is. I think me and you should do something like a TV show. Do you know, like Chris and Ken?
Yeah.
We should do it.
That's not a bad idea. So how do we go about staging a coup? What do we do? Do we just put this to the bosses here or what?
I don't, mate, come on, you've got the contacts.
That's true. All right, Jamie, good to speak to you this week.
Mate, Chris, take care, love you.
Oh, by the way, I promise we'll get you back on.
Promise. Even if it's one last time?
I promise, we'll go again.
Guess what?
What?
Love you, bye.
I love you, bye. I think this podcast allows us to look back at some of the greatest moments of the week from where I see them. And one of my favourite things that happened on The Breakfast Show sort of happened by accident when we put a caller through, or, well, I didn't put this caller through. We didn't know much about him, but he was joining in talking about something that we were talking about on the show. Now, all he had to do, from what I understand, is come on and just talk about a time that he went to a restaurant with his girlfriend and the fact that he had to leave his girlfriend as a deposit in this restaurant because he needed to go and get some cash to be able to clear the bill. The story went on and on and on. Have a listen.
Scott Mills.
So we went out for a nice little meal, and as you do when you're seeing someone, you want to take them out, you want to spend money on them and treat them to a nice fancy meal. So in doing so, I took her to this place near where I live, and we're having a good meal, and one thing leads to another. So waiting for him to come back and try and sort it out, after bringing another table and things like that, he eventually said he'd come over to the bar, so I said, okay, come over there. The garbage. So finally gets the taxi scene, and
you left your girlfriend. You had to leave.
And who did you leave behind?
So I left her there. Yeah, obviously.
Yes,
Scott Mills.
It was amazing. It was one of the funniest bits of The Breakfast Show, in my opinion, because that phone call was only ever meant to last about 30 seconds. And the guy that put that phone call through to us is a guy called Josh, who works on the show, and he's here with us now. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Chris. How are you doing?
So when that call was going on, I looked out to you and you had your head in your hands.
Yeah, it was so awkward because we're the first port of call when you get put through to BBC Radio 1.
Mm.
So you want to make a good impression. You want to make sure the caller is the right person.
Well, that's exactly it. To give a bit of an insight, what happens when you call Radio 1, you speak to someone who's outside of the studio, and then if they think that what you're saying is funny enough or if it's right for what we're talking about, then they'll put you through to us, and then you end up on the radio, and that's what happened. So I assume you told him that this phone call was only going to last like 20 seconds.
Yeah, and I think it's even more apparent when you listen to Scott as well. It's always quick and fast with Scott. Get between the caller and then get to the song. And this chap just didn't, he didn't quite get it, did he?
It just went on and on.
Oh no, it was painful.
Now, did you fear for your job at that point? Because I've been in your position. When I first started at Radio 1, not many people might know this, but when I started at Radio 1, I used to answer the phones on the surgery. Mm-hmm. And I used to really care about putting the calls through to the studio in case they suddenly turned into someone totally different on the radio, because weirdly, you kind of get the blame for it because it's like your responsibility. You're the one that decided to put them on Radio 1.
Well, the weirdest thing was the story was so good, we got it texted through, so we gave him a call. And the funniest thing was it kept going to answer phone and it kept saying, I'm working night shifts, so please respect my sleeping hours. And I thought, I'm just going to keep trying him because it's a great story. And I think what may have happened is I may have woken him up and he wasn't quite ready to tell the story, and that maybe comes across.
There was a horrible moment where he did a DJ Khaled impression.
The guy who's serving the drinks comes over and he says, do you mind nipping
DJ
the cash,
please? Coming next.
DJ Khaled.
Coming
so
next.
He said,
how did you feel at that moment, Josh?
I just didn't know what was happening. I was reassured by you in fits of laughter and in tears. But initially, it was quite worrying. I didn't know where it was going.
I think it was one of the worst phone calls that has ever happened on Radio 1, but that's made him kind of a legend for it.
Yeah, I'm glad I could be a part of it.
He's sort of become famous this week. The guy messaged me on Instagram just to DM me and say sorry. And I felt so bad about that because I really don't want him to feel bad about it. We're nice people. So what I thought we could do on this podcast right now is kind of call him back and find out how his week's been since arguably one of the worst calls on Radio 1.
Let's do it.
Nathan, hello.
Hello, mate. You all right?
Yeah, well, I wanted to speak to you because I think out of everyone that we had on The Breakfast Show this week, you've made a bit of a name for yourself. I imagine that you're living the life of a celebrity outside.
Well, I've had a few comments and stuff, but I mean, it's just been fun. I've just rolled with it. My intention was never to go on the show and speak like that, but obviously I sent a text and you guys give me a call and we're happy for me to talk about it.
It was so good to have you on. So you originally spoke to Josh, who's with me right now, who works on the show.
Hello, Nathan.
Hi, mate. All right.
Hello. Good to hear from you again.
Now, what was amazing, Nathan, is when you did come on after you'd spoken to Josh, because we'd said to Josh, yeah, we've got time for a very quick caller, but the caller's got to be really, really quick. When you ended up coming on, it ended up being over 3 minutes. It was one of the longest stories that we've ever heard, but one of the best for it.
I mean, I suppose I was just trying to be as descriptive as I could. I tried to really let you guys feel what was going on at the time.
Yeah. Have any of your friends or anyone been in touch with you where they heard it on Radio 1?
True. A couple. They've just, well, a work colleague did, and a few of the mates outside of work. But yeah, one of the questions is, well, I was asked quite often was, why couldn't you get your words out? Why were you stalling and why were you taking so long to tell it? And I was like, well, you know what? I've never been in that position before. And also, I wanted to make them feel as if they were there.
Yeah, you really wanted to explain everything. I think that was the thing, Nathan. It was always over-explained, wasn't it?
Definitely, most definitely.
Nathan, I just wanted to get you on the podcast, like our silly little podcast here, just because you really made me laugh this week. And in terms of everything that we did this week, I think that you were one of my highlights.
Oh, cheers, mate. Appreciate it.
I like that hopefully we've made you slightly more famous for your storytelling.
Well, no company's approached me as of yet.
Oh, mate, give it time. And remember, if you call into Radio 1 next time, as short as you can.
Oh, most definitely.
Right.
Don't forget, I wasn't told.
Oh, Josh, we've got a problem here.
He's dropped me in it. I actually didn't know how short it was meant to be.
What do you mean?
Well, I didn't tell him to speak 3 minutes, obviously.
Yeah, but it was like 10 minutes before the end of the show, surely.
Yeah, but so when I spoke to Nath, as lovely as he was very to the point with his story, which is what we wanted.
Yeah. The problem is with this, Nathan, I'm sorry to drag you in onto this. It's like Josh had the fear at one point. I looked out and he looked really panicked that the story actually wasn't going to end and the show was going to run over. That's where we were at whilst all this was happening.
I thought I was going to be sick.
I just thought it was one of the funniest things. I love it. I love it. Do you know what I love more than anything is when Radio 1 goes wrong? When things are clearly not going to plan or like you've got a caller on who's just taking it on their own. I love it.
Oh, do you know what? I don't even know. It was just funny, wasn't it? But, I was in and around the studio at the time. Well, I was in the studio. I was around there. I just would have been funny to see his faces and that.
Oh, it was good. Listen, Nathan, thank you so much for calling into Radio 1. Please don't let it stop you.
I won't. Don't worry, I'll accept your follow request when it comes to it.
Nice one. Yeah. You keep asking me to follow you.
Mate, you may as well. I mean, no, do you know what it is? I'm fairly new to all this and Instagram and stuff, and I thought, yeah, it is an opportunity. I'll have a blue tick. Follow me for once.
Any blue tick will do.
No. Any. Chris Dark, you mate, honestly, the pair of you two, you're a good little duo.
Do you know what I love about doing this podcast? It's so nice being able to speak to people who love the show so much. This is what it's all about.
Yeah, definitely.
Mate, I'll give you a follow back. It's all good. Definitely. I feel like we bonded.
Yeah, man. Anytime, get in touch. I'll speak to you soon. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Nathan. Nice one.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Cheers, dude. Bye. I do love Nathan. He was one highlight in what has been an amazing week doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Speaking of which, Greg James starts next week. I'm so excited for him. The funny thing about Greg is I've known him for so many years, and I actually first met him when he first started on Radio 1. And it was before I'd started here, and I was just trying to get bits of work experience and stuff like that. And I met Greg, and I just thought there was always something so amazing about him. I think we all knew here that at some point he would end up presenting the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. And I think he's going to do an amazing job next week. I know it means so much to him. Obviously, all of us at Radio 1 love him, want him to do well, and I think it's going to be such a good show. So it seems only right that we get him on our special little podcast, the first one of these that we've done, ahead of him starting that show and find out what it means to him and how he's feeling. Greg James, hello.
Hello.
So you've had the craziest week getting ready for the breakfast show. How's it going?
It's been a brilliant week, but I'm so sort of over doing interviews now. I just want to do a radio show. It's been so much talking about it, and it's been nice because everyone's been pretty, everyone's been really nice about it, but it's just sort of like, I'm sort of fed up with talking. I just want to do some pressing some buttons and do some shows.
Yeah, you just want to get on with it now.
Yeah, but I'm sort of I've got into the routine of getting up because I'm on breakfast time, so we've been coming in and doing a few
rehearsals and sort of pilots and stuff where we just run the show through as we would do at 6:30, but just no one's listening. So it's quite hard because you need the listeners to sort of be a, quite a big part of the show. But it's been good to learn, you know, how well my brain functions at 5 o'clock in the morning.
And how well does it function at 6:30?
I feel like I dip at around about 7:45, and then I need to do something like jump up a little bit or go and get some coffee or an egg or something, and then I'm good for the next two hours. So yeah, but it's been all right actually. It's been it's, well, you know, you've done that show loads of times. It's a weird one. Getting here is the problem. When you're here, it's fine.
I think that's the thing. I think first thing in the morning, it's just the fear when the alarm goes off that you're going to ignore the alarm and then you're going to miss the car and then you're going to miss the show, which I've done twice. Well, not miss the whole show, but like miss the first 10 minutes. But it's more awkward for you because you're in this alone. You can't miss it.
I know. I think maybe I should record some sort of emergency bits that they can just play out that can be kind of like timeless. So maybe I could record them now.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Here's some songs. And if you hear that, it's all gone wrong.
So what's the alarm setup going to be in your house? Are you going to do what Scott does and get like a bat phone installed that only the bosses can call, and it's a landline phone that you can't ignore?
I think that's not a bad idea actually. I've got an old phone that I might just sort of get a SIM card for that I could just leave somewhere else. Or maybe someone should have a spare key. Maybe that's a good idea. Maybe someone should have a key for my house, and then they can just come and shake me in the morning. But yeah, I'm not sleeping that well because I'm quite excited, but there will be, I think a few months in, I'll be like over it.
See, we had this idea this week, which we didn't end up doing because you've been up early every week sort of practicing and coming into Radio 1. And actually, you've ended up getting here before even I've got here this week. But what we wanted to do was get you some food ordered to your house and then not let the delivery driver leave until you woke up to kind of get you used to the times.
That's really, mate, that's really kind of you for thinking of me like that.
Would have been good. I just like the idea of it. I like the idea of a delivery guy at your door. Mr. James!
What were you going to send, though? Pizza?
Ideally, I wanted Chinese.
Great chow mein here, mate. Yeah, I've got chow mein down here.
It could have been amazing. Speaking of food, what are you going to do breakfast-wise on The Breakfast Show? Have you thought that through?
Well, I've realised that actually there's a whole other world to the BBC, and actually there's quite a good breakfast in the canteen. It's got quite good egg options, and I'm a big fan of an egg in the morning. So I think I'll be all right. When I get here early, I'm going to go straight down there and just constantly, I think, graze throughout the whole show.
Yeah, because I think Grimmy was famously into sort of health and green stuff. I think it's good that you're going to be keeping that real.
I don't really go for that. I think those sort of green juices are a load of nonsense and B, disgusting. So. Lots and lots of water, lots of eggs, and I think you've got to, in life anyway, and I know you share this passion with me, is that a pizza makes me happy.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Sometimes bad food actually does better things for you than trying to be good and be like, well, I'm just going to have some broccoli instead.
Absolutely.
Sometimes a croissant is exactly what your body and brain needs.
Yeah, sometimes it's about looking after the brain. You might get fat, but you'll be happy.
I will be fat and happy, and that's fine by me.
Okay, so we've obviously been friends for quite a while, Greg. I just need one exclusive, one thing that no one else will know about The Breakfast Show, something that you can tell us.
Oh, okay. How about this? I haven't told anyone this. There will be a daily quiz. Is that enough?
I think that will do, yeah. Yeah, that's good for me.
That's a genuine exclusive.
Yeah, okay. There will be a quiz on The Breakfast Show.
Yes.
Amazing. Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
All right, bye.
Bye.
So I had this idea during this podcast that what we could do is just get loads of you on and you can ask me absolutely anything about me or Scott or the show or other DJs at Radio 1, and I'll be honest with you. Because I think there's a lot of questions that you guys have that never really get answered, honestly. And you probably can't find out just by Googling. So I've got a load of you on the phone lines here with questions. We're going to answer this honestly. Whether or not we upset people is irrelevant at this point. I just want you to be able to ask your question and we will answer honestly. Let's do this. Hello, Kate.
Hello, how are you?
I'm really good. So what is your question?
So I want to know whether you've ever done a show where you're mad at each other and have to pretend that you're not.
I get asked this quite a lot. But the thing is about Scott, he's like the least confrontational person ever. But he does get mad at a lot of things. So the truth is, he'll never be really angry to me. But what he will do is he'll send a text to someone else about me. And this is going to sound incredibly bitchy, but this is how Scott works. He will never, ever get angry directly at you, but he'll speak to someone else who will then get angry at you. Does that make sense?
So king of passive-aggressive.
He's like the king of passive-aggressive talk. But what I really like about Scott is that he will always be nice. He is genuinely a very, very nice person, except what he will do is use his phone to, say, contact an agent who will then contact you. That's generally how it works.
OK, it's an indirect way.
It's like, yeah, I get told off in a very indirect way.
And how about the other way around? Have you ever been mad at him?
Oh, that's such a good question. I have been mad at him. I'm trying to think the last time I've been annoyed at him. In fact, do you know what? Honestly, Kate, we really don't argue. I think a lot of people would expect that we do argue. Sort of jokes aside about how he deals with things, I cannot remember a time that me and him have had a proper falling out. I once fell out with one of his ex-boyfriends, and that's the closest that it kind of got.
Okay.
But he was a complete douche.
And does Scott see that in the end?
Scott knows that now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But actually, as far as mates go, me and Scott are really good friends, and like genuinely good friends. I think it's a nice thing.
That's lovely. That's really nice to hear.
Does that answer your question?
It does answer my question, thank you.
All right, cheers, Kate.
All right, cheers, bye.
Okay, moving on, next question. Hello, Hayley.
Hi.
I'm loving this. This is like one of these kind of talk radio stations. That's kind of how it's feeling at the moment.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask your question?
Okay, cool. Whatever happened to Becky from the Scott Mills Show?
Oh, Becky from the Scott Mills Show. One of my dearest friends. So we used to spend, obviously, so much time together because it was me, Becky and Scott. And when I first joined the show, obviously, Becky was a huge, huge part of the show. And then she left, I'm saying like 3 years ago now. I can't quite remember. It does feel like a long time ago. Were you a big Becky fan?
I was a big Becky fan, yeah. I loved her like thing with the forte. I can't remember what it was called.
Her thing with the what?
Forte. What's Becky Forte?
Oh, what's Becky? Oh, yeah. Oh my God, that's so old. That was so long ago. That was like when I used to listen to the show and when I was a fan of the show.
Yeah, exactly. I've been listening for years.
I haven't spoken to Becky for ages. Truth be told, I don't actually know what she's up to. From my understanding, she sort of started working for another part of the BBC. I'm not like fully across. I don't think she's a radio presenter anymore.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. What we can do, Hayley, if you like, I can just phone her. That might be the easiest way to go about this.
Okay.
Bear with me. I'm just going to try and put in the number. Okay. Let's give this a go.
Hello.
Becky.
Hello.
Becky, it's Chris. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, Becky, it's Chris Stark. I haven't spoken to you for ages.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just doing this podcast for the show, and there's a girl called Hayley who wanted to know what you're up to. Hayley's on the line as well.
What I'm doing?
Yeah, like what's going on with life? Like what's Becky up to now?
What am I doing? Oh my God, it's how long is it since we worked together? 5 years? I went to a different part of the BBC to become very important, and then I had a baby about 9 months ago.
Did you know this, Hayley?
No, I didn't.
I always remember this time that we said, if I can't remember really how it started or why we said it, but that if we got to a certain age or it was one of those situations that we would have a baby together. And then we used to pretend that we had a baby together called Maximus Aurelius.
Yeah. Yes. You called him Maximus Aurelius. I was calling him Maximilius.
Oh, Maximilius.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter because I just call him baby now. So.
And then do you remember we used to listen to the wonky school choirs and wonky school orchestras and claim that that was our child? That was the level of humour that we had at one point. But now you've got an actual baby.
Yeah. Is that, sorry about that.
No, no, it's just life moves on. Hayley, how does it feel for you?
It's with your mum now. Before you were just Becky. Yeah. Well, the weird thing is, I don't think it changes you. I think I am still Becky. I just happen to have a baby, which makes all sorts of like crazy things. I thought that when you had a baby, you became a mum, but I don't think you do. I think you're still exactly the same person. You just happen to be looking after a baby.
Do you think you're still as funny, even though you're a mum?
I didn't think I was funny before. I'm probably funnier, but in an accidental way. He's 9 months old and he ate some paprika Pringles yesterday. Just because they were on the side. I'm not sure that should happen.
Yeah. Have you tried him on the lemon yet?
No. That's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a thing. I'm not sure if it's allowed, but I think it's fine.
He pulls that face when he has broccoli, so I don't think I need to go to lemon extreme.
Hayley, whilst you're on the phone to Becky, is there anything at all you want to ask as like a big Becky fan?
Did you ever find out what your forte was?
Making babies. Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about this?
I guess so.
Did I ever find out what my forte was? Yes, I found out what my forte was, and it was clay pigeon shooting. but I was so good at it, it wasn't actually funny, so we never actually put it on the radio, I don't think.
I think I remember that. Like, didn't you say that on the show, like when you left?
Yeah, I think that was actually one of the first ones we did. We recorded, but I was too good. And the guy actually said if I tried, I could be in the Olympic team. So I was that good. But it wasn't like a cool thing to be doing, I didn't think. So
that's hilarious.
Yeah. I don't think I've shot any clay pigeons since.
No, maybe you should.
Take it up again.
Well, there you go, Hayley. I hope that answers it for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Becky, we miss you.
Oh, I miss you more.
Any thoughts on returning?
Are you offering?
Well, I regularly get messages with, and I've been getting them now for years, saying, you're good, but you're not as funny as Becky. So I think the demand's still there.
I really need to stop texting.
Oh, it's good to speak to you, Becky.
Andrew, take care.
Love to, baby.
Say hi to Scott for me.
Yeah, I will do. Oh, well, he's not involved in this. In fact, he's really distanced himself from this, but all fine.
Oh, okay. I won't talk about that. All right.
All right. Cheers, Becky.
Bye.
Hayley, does that answer everything that you wanted to know?
Yeah, it does.
Sweet. Thanks for your question.
That's okay.
Cheers, Hayley. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I'm seeing that the next question that we're getting is from someone called Banty McBantface. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Not too bad, Chris. Not too bad.
Okay. What do you want to know?
I was at Fleet Services this week. There's a big refurb going on. I was wondering if you have any inside information on whether the Scott Mills plaque on the bridge is going to be re-added.
What's
it's no longer there.
But this is massive news. So the plaque's not there anymore?
It's not.
Okay, well, to bring people up to speed, if you don't know this, I had this idea that we could name various different things after Scott so that when he does pass from this world at some point, not that there's any plans on that happening anytime soon, he'll be remembered for eternity. And one of the places that really stepped up was Fleet Services, and they offered to name the bridge that connects both sides across the motorway. They named it the Scott Mills Bridge. We did a big naming ceremony. I went there, unveiled it, had a little curtain with a plaque, and I was told that this plaque was going to stay there forever. But then recently, there was a massive fire. And I think it was all good. Like, it was, there was some damage that was caused, but it meant that the bridge got closed for a bit. And you're saying now that the plaque isn't there?
On the carriageway that I was on, there was no plaque.
Well, that's... And are you just intrigued or are you angry about the situation?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
I did get a selfie with it about a year ago. I'll be honest with you, I went to the services to use the facilities and I was hoping to get another selfie. Obviously, I was disappointed.
Yeah.
So just wanted to know if it's coming back. Hopefully, it is.
I wasn't aware that it wasn't there. So what I will do is I will add this to things that I need to sort for next week. And hopefully by next week, I can have an update on this. But as far as I'm concerned, the plaque should be there.
brilliant news.
Cheers, Banty. Fingers crossed, mate.
Thank you, Chris. Bye.
All right, cheers. I think we're going to do one more. Let's do this. Ollie.
Hello, how are we?
Good. You get the last question.
The last question? What a treat. Save the best till last, shall we?
We'll see.
Right, I was just wondering, obviously, Molly has now joined Radio 1.
Mm.
Her and Matt seem to be getting on quite well.
Right.
You know, is something going on behind the scenes which we don't know about?
Interesting theory. Well, just because you work with someone obviously doesn't mean that, you know, you're doing the obvious.
You never know, though, do you?
But you never know. I get asked this all the time. Are you and Scott lovers? Have you ever been lovers? Do you want to be lovers?
Well,
yeah, no, but
experiment these things, you know.
I know. I understand why people would think that, Ollie, and I don't know whether you think that yourself. But honestly, me and Scott have never actually been lovers, and I think it's wonderful that we can clear that up in this podcast. No, not even close.
No. Maybe not then. What about Charlie Slough?
Yes.
Danny Howard.
What, Charlie and Danny Howard?
Well, you never know.
I love how your mind works. I love that you just assume everyone is at it here.
Yeah. I mean, that's what usually happens in some workplaces, isn't it?
I guess so.
I mean, not my one, because I actually work with my dad, so that would really...
Yeah.
That wouldn't really work.
All right, I think we're going to have to leave this here shortly, Ollie. But no, we did say we're going to answer it honestly. Matt and Molly, I see those guys a lot. I really don't think so. Matt's married for one. You know, I really don't think that's happening.
Girls always say they like someone who can make them laugh, and I think Matt seems to be doing that quite well.
Do you think he can honestly make her laugh?
Well, unless she's faking it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just whilst we're on it as well, Charlie and Danny, that's not a thing either, I don't think. And nor is
not
me and Scott. As far as I know, no DJs are... getting with other DJs, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that could be quite awkward in the workplace, couldn't it?
Yeah, there might be one exception to that, but apparently I'm not allowed to say.
Oh, you're not allowed to say?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if we get to do this again next week, I'll find out if we can actually say that one, because I'm not sure it's out there.
I'll look forward to that one.
Cheers for your question, though, Ollie.
Thank you very much.
And I hope that puts your imagination to rest.
It does. I can sleep at night now.
Wonderful. Cheers, Ollie.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
I really, really like this idea that any of you can send in questions. Please, if you have any questions, get me on Insta, Twitter, and we can do more of these in the podcast next week. I really hope you've enjoyed this. It's a little bit different. I'm sorry that we haven't made this as polished and as slick as what would normally happen on the Scott Mills Daily, but we thought we'd try out something a little bit different. And thank you so much for your questions. I hope you liked the honesty in the answers. I'm going to be back on Monday on the afternoon show with Jordan North. And then from Tuesday to Thursday, it's going to be back normal. Scott Mills, me, we'll be back on. You'll have the Scott Mills Daily back as normal. And we will do this again next Friday. We go again. We will not slip. By the way, did you notice Scott missed that totally? It went over his head earlier when I said that. Any football references, he never understands. Anyway, see you next week. Bye-bye.
We are Nikki and Sammy, and we want to share all the best bits of our lives with you. Have you heard of ASMR? Oh, that's too much.
Can we do it again?
No, stop it! One. Throughout this listening experience, I want you to know that no one can judge you.
Are you both the same age?
Scott, we're twins.
I know. Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
It's a judgment-free zone.
Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast.
Find our podcast, Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast, however you found this one.